Well, God bless you today. Pastor Tim Karskat near Christian Sinners Report, daily podcast. So glad you're with us. We're building the revelation in you on how to apply your prophetic words. And today we're going to talk about how to discern the words that are coming into your ears. How do you filter them? That's a very important key to walking out your prophetic. For that, right? Every knee will bow before him. We celebrate our God, the Lion and the Lamb. And he is both at all times. What a good God we serve. Well, welcome. So glad you're with us. It is Wednesday, right? The 23rd day of August, 2023. And we're moving forward. We're giving you clarity on your prophetic word. This, again, started back a couple weeks ago, when I gave the word about Proverbs 8:33, heed his instruction and be wise and don't neglect it. So we laid that foundation, heed, listen, Shema, listen, understand what he's saying, his instructions, his corrections, recognizing that he removes our sins, our crimes against God. He removes them. We can't do that in our works, but we can apply the work of the cross to remove them, removing condemnation and guilt and doubt. And to me, if you walk in condemnation, you're going to have a hard time hearing God anyway, because what you're going to be hearing is you're a failure, you're not forgiven, God doesn't love you. Those are going to be the voices you listen to. And therefore, when God's trying to give you a clear word, then you're not going to be able to apply it because you can't. So we're going to talk today about how to discern what comes in your ears. I think most self-talk is one of the biggest destructive things on your ability to learn to hear God, because you start speaking against yourself. And then when people agree with you or somebody speaks negative of you, you just reinforce it by saying it yourself. So we've got to speak wholesome things to ourselves, speak wholesome things in our heart. And just like your mouth can discern, we'll use that as an example, what goes in, you know, when you're eating food, so should your ears be able to discern what comes in your ears. It's very important. As we shared last week, yesterday I should say, Luke 8:18, therefore take heed how you hear, not merely what you hear, but how you hear it. For whatever has, to him will be given, and to whatever does not have, even what he sees will be taken away from him. Look, how you hear it. Like, if I hear you giving me a word and I don't like you, guess what? I'm going to hear it from a negative point of view because I've already judged you. I don't like you. Not that I don't get to that place where I don't like people. But if I were to, then I'm going to have I'm not going to be discerning the word properly because I'm going to judge you and not the word. And so you have to discern how you hear. Am I listening, even if it's coming from a bad source, a wrong way? Am I still able to hear God in the midst of that? And there's a very pertinent statement in the book of Job, 12th chapter, verse 11. It says, does not the ear test words as the tongue tastes food? I like that. So your ear has the same basic function as your mouth in this way. You know, when you take something in your mouth that's lousy, maybe you don't like asparagus or broccoli or whatever you don't like, Brussels sprouts, whatever you don't, or something that's spoiled, what happens? It's bitter. You don't like it. You can't swallow it. What do? You spit it out. Like, no, thank you. That's garbage. I do not want that. Well, that's what Job was saying here, that the ear needs to be the same way of what we hear. If we hear something that's bitter, it's bad, it's sour, it's negative, it's destructive to what we're going after, and if we don't say that, or we just take it all in, what's going to do is it's going to go in and it's going to bear fruit in our life is going to go down and start planting something else, we have to reject it. That's exactly what your tongue, your mouth does. Well, your ear has to test words. The Bible tells us to judge the words. And there's an old statement that says, you know, when somebody's preaching, you know, eat the meat and spit out the bones. And I think that's true. You do spit them out, because if you swallow the bones, you're going to have problems in your throat. You're going to have problems in your belly, right? The same application. Be careful how you hear. It doesn't mean we don't stop trying to hear, but we're just careful keeping the wrong thing out of our hearts. And if we listen to the wrong things, people that are negative. Look, if you're around people that all they can do is find fault with everything and they're not building anything up, guess what? That stuff's going to get on you. I've seen that so many times in the kingdom. People get around negative people and then they start tearing them down. I can't be around that. I can listen to the level of that. In other words, if they're giving discernment, it's constructive criticism. But if there's nothing good, I can't be around it. I just move on. I've got to be around people that see life and see purpose in everything that we're going after. And in this passage here, also in Romans 10:17, is a principle. It says, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. That is an important truth. Faith comes. Say that. Faith comes. You don't need to be anywhere without faith. Faith without works is dead, right? We have to be at that place where it comes to us. If you don't have faith, guess what? The word says you can get it. How do we get it? By hearing. Hearing what? The word of God. And I don't think that's just the written word. I think that's the rhema word, the now word. You know, Jesus said this, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. He's speaking now. Now, he'll speak through his scripture, yes. Or at least it'll be scriptural what he's saying, but it's a now word, and I need to hear that now word as well. And faith comes when I start hearing that word. And what happens here is if you keep receiving it, the truth, the word of God, God can heal, set you free. He can do so many things for you. And as you do that, faith comes to you, and then it becomes part of you. In 2 Timothy 2, verse 16 through 18, Paul's advising Timothy how to be successful in his life, and his walk with the Lord. And here, you need to apply this today. Avoid godless chatter. Pause. Think about that. Avoid it. That means you take an effort to get away from it. Because those who indulge in it will become more and more ungodly. Did you hear that? It grows. Their teaching will spread like gangrene, or in other ways, like cancer. It's the same basic word. And then he names this Hymenaeus and Philetus. And they have wandered away from the truth. These are people who are spreading godless false teaching. They say that the resurrection has already taken place, and they destroy the faith of some. So not everybody, but they will destroy it. Whose faith did they not destroy? Those who avoid them. Say, I'm out of here. That's why Paul marked them. Don't hang around these people. Don't listen to them. And there's a time in your life that when you're discerning what you hear, you need to say, are the voices around me building me up, building the kingdom up, building others up? Are they always tearing others down? That's false. That's not what God wants us to walk in. If they're teaching false teachings as well, go there too. Don't have anything to do with them. So if you want to keep your faith, don't listen to that kind of chatter. That's what the scripture is saying. Don't listen to those false teachers, false words, negative words, because if you keep on hearing it, it's going to get in your heart. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. What will happen, it'll get in your heart and your mind, and it'll start eating away at your faith, and just like cancer eats away at the flesh. So what do? We cultivate the practice of right hearing. What you hear and how you hear. Faith comes by hearing the word of God. There's times I'm around so much negativity. If I watch news too much, or even people who are negative all the time, I know how to find certain teachers or books or obviously the word of God. Now I'm gonna go back to some positive stuff. I'm gonna start feeding my spirit man the right thing, and I'll choose the right people. The Bible says, bad company corrupts good character. Paul tells us that, right? So when you choose the people you hang around with and the people you talk to all the time, now I'm talking about people you choose. There's times at work you don't have a choice. Family, you don't have a choice, right? But when you make choices of people and you say, I'm going to listen to these people all the time and oh, I'm going to be a witness to them, guess what? How much of your time is listening to them and how much of your time is pouring into them? Because I guarantee if they're negative people and you start pouring life and positive things into them, they're either going to do one thing. They're going to change or run. Most likely, they're going to run. Like they don't want to be around you because you're not feeding their soul, which wants to be negative. So you want to listen to people who have something good to say, not something that tears down your faith. And 2 Corinthians 6:14, Paul says it this way. Do not be yoked together with unbelievers, for what do righteousness and wickedness have in common? And what fellowship can light have with darkness? Now, it says unbelievers, and I realize that's a strong word, and I agree with that. I'm not going to deny the scripture there. But what about a Christian who's an unbeliever too, who says they're born again but doesn't believe God's going to do anything? Everybody always prophesies stuff. That's never going to happen. Okay, that's an unbeliever. If you want to be healed, he says that if you want to be healed, right, you believe, right? The sick will recover to him who believes. And I remember Kenneth Hagin said this one time. Somebody said to him, I tried that. It doesn't work. And it didn't work for me. And he said, that's right, because you're an unbeliever. He said, faith comes to those who believe. I thought, well, you can be an unbeliever and actually know the Lord at some level. Ephesians 5, 11 and 12, have nothing to do with fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them, for it is shameful even to mention what the disobedient do in secret. In other words, don't associate with people whose speech and conduct is evil. I had some guy who's a prophetic guy giving somebody a word one time. They came and told me. They said, you know, he told me I can't share this with anybody. This is just between them two. And I said, whoa. I just pause. Bible says we judge prophetic words. And if somebody's telling you to keep a word in secret, prophetic word, I said, run. And eventually this guy fell, this prophetic voice guy that told this person this, they literally later fell into sexual sin. And I want you to understand that. That's when you start listening to people like that, then what ends up happening is what's on them can get on you. It'll poison you spiritually. But on the positive side, Paul says this in 2 Timothy 2:22. He says, flee the evil desires of your youth and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace, along with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. Are you with me on this? I hope you're catching what I'm trying to say here. In other words, if you're going to pursue the good things, you have to pursue it in the right company. Bad company corrupts good character. Those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. And so as we are here today talking about this, I think the Lord is challenging you, challenging me. He's challenging all of us here of how to discern what comes into our ears. I'll say this. We used to have the thing where, you know, what would Jesus do? And we did the little bracelets and all this type of stuff. There's a level of truth to that. Well, there's truth in that anyway. What would Jesus do? Yes, but what would Jesus discern with this? Is this life-giving or is this death-giving? Are we receiving hope for our future or is it tearing us down? When somebody comes to me and starts talking bad about everybody, past pastors and past leaders, the church is this, the church is not doing that, and the church is not doing that, I'm like, woohoo, warning, red flags, womp. Why? Because the first time I mess up, I'm going to get on that list. And I'm going to be one of those ministers that didn't do the right thing. I tried to tell them. They wouldn't listen. Look, you've got to speak life. Give grace. Grace comes to the humble. And when you give grace, God gives grace back to you. God is merciful to those who give mercy. So even when people are not doing the right thing, you still, God, give me grace and mercy for them. And all that you do, Paul tells in Colossians, and all that you do, always season it with grace. And right now, your ears need to hear life-giving words. So I'm going to challenge you today. Are you discerning what comes in your ears? And like your mouth does. When it's bad food, spit it out. When you got negative things coming in your ear, you got to spit it out in a sense. Push it back out and say, no, I'm going to dwell on those things that are good, lovely, of good report. I'm going to listen to life-giving words. I'm going to put people around me that speaks life. I'm not saying you can't minister to negative people, but they shouldn't be your choice of people who are constantly tearing you down and tearing down the kingdom. Father, I pray for everybody listening today, that their ears would hear words of life. Lord, they'd be challenged to discern what goes in their ears so that they'd only hear what you're saying and be able to discern rightly and divide your word. Now, faith comes by hearing, hearing by your word. God, I just pray that faith arise in all the listeners today and that they come to them for the days ahead. In the name of Yeshua. Amen. All right, see you tomorrow. Well, thanks again for listening each and every day here on these platforms. Again, we always ask you, please share this with your friends and those that you feel want to know what the Lord is saying in this prophetic hour. We are pressing forward. This is a new month, as we talked about, but this is a season also that God has opened doors for resources and abundance, and I just want to speak that over you. And as you sow not only to our ministry here, but to other ministries, that the abundance will flow. If you'd like to do it here, you can always go to our website, ChristianCentersReport.com, and, of course, our app. There's a give button. Don't forget our app has so many different things on it. We put sermons, and you can have prayer requests, so many other things. Well, God bless you. Come back tomorrow. We love each and every one of you.